It's time now to welcome back Margaret Mills. Margaret, good to see you again. And what are you going to be talking about this week?
I'm going to be talking about the David Livingstone connection with Onga.
Right. Off you go then.
Right. David Livingstone, as we know, was a very famous missionary. And he originally trained as a doctor. Having trained as a doctor to do his missionary training, I should say, he was delegated to come to Onga to lodge with a gentleman called the Reverend Richard Cecil, who would teach him all he would need to know about preaching the gospel in foreign lands. I'd love to be able to say that David Livingstone had a very successful time in Essex, but actually it wasn't his finest hour. As part of his training, he was delegated to a church at Stamford Rivers to preach a sermon. He stood up, he announced the Bible text that he was going to preach, and then just stood there. Finally, when the silence became deafening, he said, "Friends, I have forgotten everything I intended to say." And with that, he ran, we're told, from the church. How embarrassing was that? But this story does have a happy ending, because in the following year, 1840, he did pass his missionary training, and obviously he didn't look back afterwards. No. His name obviously has been handed down to us through history, but not a very good start in Essex.
Well, there's a good learning curve there for us. Tomorrow is another day, so whatever happens, fear not. Right, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks,
and,
Scott.
What are you going to be looking at next week?
Next week, I'm going to be looking at a gentleman who was a real Essex entrepreneur of the 19th century, John Meckey, by name.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you.